This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Malcolm Pitt grew up and lived in Richmond, Virginia. He wrote this years ago, obviously, but he said about 5 a.m. in the morning of June 6, 1944, my phone rang in Richmond. A very close friend was calling to tell me that the Normandy invasion had just been announced on the radio. He knew that our only son was in this invasion, and he realized that our hearts were heavy with concern over this event. In a moment, my wife was on her knees by the bed, and I quickly followed her example. We prayed for our son's safety, and no doubt many other parents were on their knees as well. And somehow I felt that if God would only answer my supplication, I would accept more graciously any turn of events or reversals that might confront me. Our prayers were answered, and I have felt deeply the impact and the influence of this experience on my life. Though wounded, our son returned safely to us. Surely I owed God a debt I could never repay. That is just one example of what people went through in 1944. Just one simple example that was probably multiplied thousands upon thousands of times. And I was intrigued by Malcolm Pitt saying the first thing my wife did was hit her knees by the bed and said, "Let's pray." And he said, "I followed her example." We live in a culture that prayer is the last resort rather than the first response. You do know that. Prayer is the last resort in our country today than the first response. I want to say this before I even begin reading the Word of God. Spiritual warfare is real. And here's how I prove it. I can't prove spiritual warfare is real in terms of empirical evidence and saying, here's the proof that I can show you in the culture. You know what I can show you? The results. I can show you broken homes. And I can show you abuse. And I can show you murder. And I can show you crime, and I can show you the fallout of a culture that is being impacted in a negative way by spiritual warfare. And so spiritual warfare is real in the sense we can point to the fallout, and then people still deny it and say there is no such thing as spiritual warfare. There's no such thing as the devil. Some of you will remember old Saturday Night Live, going way back here, Saturday Night Live sketches with a woman called the Church Lady. And she would talk about Satan, and people would laugh. Isn't that funny? Nobody laughs today when they're impacted by a crime. When one of their relatives was murdered, and Satan is a murderer from the beginning, I really believe that any taking of innocent life can trace its roots to the one who is the murderer from the beginning. That's what Jesus called him. Jesus called Satan the father of all lies, which means any lie that you tell, any lie that I tell, can trace its roots back to the father, its DNA, back to the father of all lies, and that is Satan himself. Spiritual warfare is real. We're going to read 3 verses out of 2 Corinthians. First, let's look at the one in 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. Paul is speaking, and he says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ."
We'll continue this message on spiritual warfare tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.